Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $900. Tom, you ready to play today?
Yes, I am, Anna.
Get all these right and I got a good feeling you could win. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, would you be so kind as to leave the room, please?
Oh, he's trying to be nice. You see what he's doing there?
Yes.
All right, my friend. Good luck. $900. Here we go.
Maybe Tom is just a nice gentleman.
Could be.
Okay. All right, Tom. Raven's walking out of here. That door's going to close. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. Ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready to play?
Let's do it.
Number one, Netflix announced a new animated film that will look at Cinderella's evil stepsisters. What are Cinderella's shoes made out of? The one that she lost at the ball.
Glass.
Number two, Joe Jonas went viral after a video showed him trying to parallel park his G-Wagon in New York City for 7 minutes. What brand of truck is a G-Wagon?
That is a Mercedes-Benz.
Number three, a study found that Americans swear more than British people and Aussies. What Aussie just won Dancing with the Stars?
Rob Irwin.
At number four, the fast food chain In-N-Out removed the numbers 6 and 7 from their ordering system to stop the chaos of 6-7. Besides their logo, what does In-N-Out famously print on their packaging?
Dang. Their name, I don't know.
At number five, Amy Poehler called Julia Louis-Dreyfus the LeBron James of TV, and she rejected that compliment. Amy's podcast was just nominated for a Golden Globe. What's it called?
Dang. I'm stumped on that. I don't know my podcast.
That's okay. All right, Tom, let me bring Raven back.
Tom, let me bring you back.
3 out of 5 for Tom.
All right, not great, not terrible. Maybe they're really hard. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Netflix announced a new animated film that will look at Cinderella's evil stepsisters.
Okay.
I'm into that.
Yeah, let's look hard at that. Okay.
I was one of the evil stepsisters when I was 8 years old in elementary school in a school play.
Well,
did you know that?
I'm not going to say that scans.
The role was deep as an 8-year-old.
Yeah,
was
I bet
very
it was.
What were Cinderella's shoes made out of? The
glass.
One that she lost at the ball. Yes.
Made out of glass.
Number two, Joe Jonas went viral after a video showed him trying to parallel park his G-Wagon in New York City for 7 minutes.
Oh my gosh, what a struggle he had. But he had some fun with it. He was good natured. That's good.
Yeah, what brand of truck is a G-Wagon?
It's a Mercedes, of course. Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, and somebody filmed him. And then Joe Jonas wrote under it, like, I saw you filming me. You didn't help me.
And you know what? Her response was nice, though. She said, you know, that's true, and I'll be better. Do better.
Number three, a study found that Americans swear more than British people and Aussies.
Awesome. Look at us. We win.
I don't think so. What Aussie just won Dancing with the Stars?
Robert Irwin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number four, the fast food chain In-N-Out removed the numbers 6 and 7 from their ordering system to stop the chaos of 6-7.
6-7.
Besides their logo, what does In-N-Out famously print on their packaging?
It's Bible passages.
Yep, Bible verses, Proverbs. Yep.
Yeah, it's like kind of discreet. They put them all over. Yeah.
Number five, Amy Poehler called Julia Louis-Dreyfus the LeBron James of TV, and she rejected that compliment. Amy's podcast was just nominated for a Golden Globe. What's it called?
Oh, I don't know.
Good Hang with Amy Poehler, and it's actually one of my favorites.
That doesn't surprise me. You
all
love
right. Tom, 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
Close, man.
It was close. All right. This is Tom, and I just couldn't beat Raven today.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt we're going to send you, bro. Tomorrow, Anna, $1,000.